Well, hello. Hey, guys. Welcome to another episode of The Lemonade Show, the first episode of 2017. I'm back. So, wow. 2017 is, I think, carrying the torch for 2016. I don't know yet, but so far it has not had any kind of chill. So, where do I begin? All right, let's start with a little bit of, I guess you would consider this pop culture news. So the Golden Globes happened last Sunday. I really don't watch, but I decided to watch because there were many opportunities for black people magic. Black girl magic definitely happened, but it was just black people magic to happen. And Atlanta won, which was great and phenomenal. And Donald Glover thank black people and the black people of Atlanta and Migos, or as that reporter said, Migas, whatever the hell that is. So yeah, white people didn't know how to pronounce anything, and then also didn't realize that two very different movies, Hidden Figures and Fences, were two separate movies. But we got something called Hidden Fences from a reporter that was talking to Pharrell, and Pharrell was all of us dealing with white people's shenanigans on a daily basis. So Atlanta won, Donald Glover won for Best Actor. That was really great. Tracy Ellis Ross won, which was fantastic. What was this, like 30 years since the last time a black woman won, and I think 44 years since her mother had won. So that was pretty dope. Viola Davis won for Fences, which she should have. If you haven't seen that film yet, I highly recommend going to see that. It's an amazing film. And finally, Moonlight won before I cut the TV off, because I just was sitting there like, so is Moonlight going to win anytime soon? Because we got a lot of blah, blah land. I'm sorry, La La Land, a movie about, you know, white people saving jazz because they're the only ones that could say something that they didn't create in the first place. So, but anyways, so yeah, Moonlight won Best Picture, which it was very deserving of. And I hope that this is very telling of what will happen at the Oscars, because Moonlight, it deserves it all. It was a phenomenal film. And if you have not seen it yet, what are you waiting on? So, and it's just, and as I was watching this, I just thought about what Lee Daniels said about, you know, awards not being important, and to just focus on creating and putting out content and your legacy. And it's just like, but, you know, it's deeper than awards. Viola said it herself, I think a year or two ago, that, you know, the opportunities need to be there. That's what we're missing. The opportunities. It's not like we aren't out here creating. It's not like we aren't putting in the work, but we're not getting the same amount of opportunities. And that's the problems. And awards do help open new doors. I mean, I can only imagine how many more doors have been opened for those that are involved with Atlanta. It's an award-winning show. Who would not want that recognition? I mean, I totally get it. If, you know, that's just something that you're not striving for, that's not the pinnacle of success by any means. But also, you know, don't knock those that at the same time, you know, would like that type of recognition. So Lee Daniels, yeah, I'm not wasting my podcast breath on Lee Daniels, because Lee Daniels is going to Lee Daniels. What else? Oh yeah, and that show Star, I haven't watched it, but I've seen still shots, and I see the wig struggle continues. The struggle wig saga continues on Queen Latifah's head. So yeah, there is that. Steve Harvey doesn't believe that, you know, anybody can find an Asian man attractive, and it's just like, how could anybody who oiled themselves like a chicken cutlet, a golden brown chicken cutlet fresh out of the oven, could say something about anybody finding anyone attractive is beyond me. And Steve Harvey continued to put his foot in his mouth further by going and talking with Donald Trump to team up with Ben Carson to, you know, help the inner cities, because Ben Carson's going to be over housing HUD, which he himself said he didn't feel he was qualified. But here we are. Like I said, 2017 is really doing a really great impersonation of 2016 so far, and I do not like this. So Steve Harvey, this is giving you more reasons to not want to watch The Family Feud, which is unfortunate, because I like watching The Family Feud, especially during like a weekday when I'm like fresh off of work and I'm trying to do other things and it's on in the background as I'm getting my life together. And, you know, it's funny. But Steve Harvey is doing a bang up job with, you know, just making us not want to watch The Family Feud. And LaValkyrie on Twitter said something about Steve Harvey snapping his hair on like a damn Lego block. And I laugh, and I'm still laughing from that. This was on Friday, so I'm still laughing at that because it does look like it. So I don't know. Maybe Donald Trump is back in those Steve Harvey three-piece zoot suits. Who knows? But yeah. So, I mean, from a man who believes a woman should treat sex like an automotive, what more could you expect? Or what less could you expect? I don't expect anything. Because another celebrity, Zoe Saldana, I guess all of that blue, green, and dark brown paint that she's put on her body for these movies has finally had an adverse effect on her, because she believes that we should go ahead and support Trump. No, girl. Nobody asked you. And even if they did ask you, it's a no. It is a hard ass no. Just, wow. So, I mean, really at some point at the way that 2017 is going, that I might have to do a segment called, you know, Are Y'all Serious? Because I feel like I've been saying that since the new year. And we are only, as today as I record this, 15 days into the new year. And I'm pretty sure more fuck shit is going to happen between now and then. So, I don't know. We will see. So let's move on to comics. Something that I do like to talk about, if you have not guessed by now. But okay, so Jeremy Whitley's The Unstoppable Wasp came out. And as I already knew, I knew I was going to enjoy it. And I did, because I really enjoyed Princeless. And I do like the two little short stories that he did for Misty Knight. I do, because I think he's a really great writer. And he does a really good job of treating women or female characters, because it makes sense to use the word female in this instance, female characters as actual humans, like actual beings. So for that, I will always adore him. But so we get an introduction to the Wasp. So her name is Nadia. She is the daughter of Henry Pym. So we get an introduction to her, and we get an introduction that does not involve a flashback to a tragic death scene, like someone whom I'm not going to talk about right now. So we get that, and it's just a fun comic overall. Like, it's really super sciencey. I'm a science nerd, so I really enjoyed it. And I also like the fact that we are going to get introduced to more characters of color, specifically young women of color who are brilliant. One of them actually looks like Janelle Monáe, and if you just saw Hidden Figures, you would understand how dope that is. So I'm looking forward to this, and you know, my hat's off to Jeremy Whitley and his team, and I'm looking forward to see, you know, what happens with the Unstoppable Wasp and her crew. So yeah, so there's that. And next up, the Vixen series. Well, scratch that, because it's not a series. The Vixen one-shot, or whatever it is. So I read it, and, you know, I did like it. I did enjoy it. I couldn't get into it as much as I wanted to, because, you know, it's not the first issue of her own solo series. It's just like a little pre-whatever for her upcoming involvement with Justice League of America, because, you know, that's Justice League of America Rebirth. So, I did really enjoy the fact that of how chocolate she was. The artwork was phenomenal. I really did appreciate that, and I liked it a lot. And I'm not going to talk about it too much, because we're going to be doing a whole episode dedicated to Vixen on Misty Knight's Uninformed Afro, if you haven't heard yet. That is a new podcast series that I will be co-hosting with Jamie Broadnecks from BlackGirlNerds.com. So you already know I have a lot to say about a lot of these women that we're covering, and Vixen is one of them. But I don't know. I just really wish that this was a series. This is going to be her own series. I really do. It's fine. The folks that they have right this little one shot. It just would have been nice if it was a black woman. But I mean, the big two are going to big two, and you know, folks are going to make excuses for it. So I mean, it is what it is. And speaking of the big two, Charlamagne Tha God he wrote a comic, and Marvel published it, and I read it by other means, and they really could have kept it. I mean, we just got done talking about how y'all don't hire many women of color, and yeah, so you did that with Charlamagne. So I mean, Marvel's gonna Marvel, so it's just sometimes they get it right, like they have with America Chavez, a series that I am looking forward to because they actually got that shit right. But yeah, and what? And on the independent side, the Kickstarter for Force, a comic book, a football comic, was fully funded, and I actually just got my email to send in my mailing address and all of that. So I'm looking forward to reading that. I really love Sean Pryor, so I'm looking forward to reading that. And, you know, as always, you know, support independent comics. Do it. Also, I finally started reading Monstrous, and I'm in love with it. Why didn't y'all tell me this comic was so good? It's weird, but it's good. And I really like it. And I listened to a interview that Joelle from Black Girl Nerds did with the author, and it just made me love her and the comic that much more. So if you haven't listened to that yet, check that out. That, of course, is located on the BGN website. So listen to that. It's really good. And I hate to use the word woke, but she's woke. So, yeah. But again, support independent comics when you can. And also, don't stop asking for proper, meaningful representation from the big two. Because why? Why would you not? I mean, we can have both. This whole argument of it has to be one or the other, I mean, I don't subscribe to it, but we could definitely have both. And I'll be one of those people championing for both of them. So, yeah, so that is it for comics, and moving right along to movies and shows. So I finally got caught up with This Is Us. I'm still trying to get my emotions together after watching This Is Us. What a really great show. Like, I know I read people said it was good, it was great, but I just, you know, a lot of people say that about a lot of things and it ends up not being the case, but this one is really, really good. Like, the writing is, it's good. I mean, it's good. I love Randall and his wife's relationship. I just, Mandy Moore, shout out to her for, you know, going from kind of a mediocre pop star singing career to being a legitimate actress. I mean, that, I love, I mean, watch This Is, if you haven't watched This Is Us, that is something that I'm not even like crazy about, you know, kind of like dramas or whatever, but this one, I really, really, really enjoy it. So that's one that if you ask me what I'm watching, I'll tell you about that and suggest that you go watch it. Also, since the last time I spoke to you all, I've seen Fences and Hidden Figures. And first off, bring tissue to both because you're gonna need it. And yeah, just for Hidden Fence, look at me, get ready to say Hidden Fences because this fool kept saying it. I'm sorry for Hidden Figures. As a woman who works in a STEM field, that was something that just really touched me deep down in my heart. Just see the story finally told on the big screen. And it just goes to show that we have so many stories that deserve to be told. As Viola said in her speech when she won her award, there are stories that need and deserve to be told. And this was definitely one of them, and also Fences as well. So, you know, but oh yeah, and then Hidden Figures was number one in its debut, which I thought was amazing. And that in itself is an award. So I don't know what the hell Lee Daniels is talking about. You know, these types of things, this type of recognition needs to happen. Because if you're putting in all of this hard work and you're actually going above and beyond and doing way better than mediocre, because mediocre, white mediocrity wins all the time. So if you're going above and beyond and you're surpassing that, and you still don't get the recognition for it, I see how that could sting a little bit. But when you finally do get that recognition, it's wonderful because it just brings more coverage and more press to something and broadens the audience, which should already be the case, but it's not. But, you know, awards do help that. So I'm happy that Fences has done well. I'm happy that Hidden Figures was number one. And both of those movies, guys, if you have not seen them, those are two that I do recommend. They're just really great stories. Next is The Defenders. So new photos, were released for The Defenders. They were on, I can't remember the name of the magazine, but they were featured on there. And of course, as always, Finn Jones was looking really crazy as Danny Rand. So, of course, I and a few others had a field day with those photos, and it never fails. Someone sailed into my mentions to say, like, you know, y'all act like this isn't gonna do well. And I'm like, that's not the point. Like, I'm not losing sleep over that. Like, what? So I know that it's gonna do well. It's Marvel Netflix. So I'm not losing sleep over it. And I'm like, also, I didn't see Doctor Strange. And guess what? I'm still living a pretty enriched life. And what you all need to understand is that it's just because something does well financially should not at all be like the end all justification for as to why we should just forget some bullshit. Like, Iron Fist should have casted an Asian American actor for this role, period. I will say that until I can't talk anymore. And the Ancient One should have not happened. I like Tilda Swinton, but no, that shouldn't have been the case. And it's because, you know, people subscribe to that and think because something does well financially, that is just automatic. Well, I guess it just wasn't that big of a problem that there was, you know, they did such and such. No, that's not the case. I mean, and this is the reason why we keep getting shit like The Great Wall and Ghost in the Shell because of that. So, and that's where we are. So, please, I am telling you, get your Marvel DC draws up out of a bunch. And please know that I know that your movies or your shows are going to do well. That's fine. But I don't care. It's just that's jokes are jokes. So you can either laugh at them, ignore them, or keep scrolling. But to sell into my mentions to remind me of something that I'm already aware of, I can tell you right now. Cool story, bro. So thanks. So off my little tangent about that, because I know I'm going to get more of that, especially the closer that it comes to Iron Fist coming out. And yeah, so, you know, it is, I'm battle tested. It's fine. So, so for whatever reason, photos from the Michael Jackson movie, where he's played by a white man, was released, and everyone involved needs their ass whooped. That's it. Really don't have anything else to say about that. And it looks like the Pacific Rim 2 movie is moving right along. We got some pictures of a sweatless running John Boyega. He didn't have all that sheen on him. He was just running and he was dry. So I don't know if they're going to add that later with CGI or whatever. But he looks nice. He's got his little mustache, looking like someone who is Idris Elba's son. So I'm looking for, man, 2018 is going to be such a great year. We had Pacific Rim 2 and also Black Panther coming out in the same month. It's a lot of blackness. 2017, I'm pretty sure, will be a year of blackness, but 2018, will be that year of blackness. So I'm looking forward to that. And we got some new images from the Justice League movie, and Cyborg looks like some melted tinfoil. I really don't know how else to put it. I have no idea. I don't know how else to put it. He just looks like some melted tinfoil. So I really hope that Wonder Woman is the movie to finally get it right for DCEU. I really do. Like, I hope they didn't leave a whole bunch of stuff on the cutting room floor so they can turn around and give us that extended cut, which is like, well, you already had damn near 3 hours to tell this story. You need an additional 30 minutes to still fail at telling the story. So I really hope that Wonder Woman is the one to do it for him. And I want Justice League to be good, but I don't know. Cyborg looks crazy. So I don't know. Well, we'll get your praying grandmas together and we'll see. So yeah, hopefully 2017 finds some chill soon. January 20th, Voltron season 2 premieres. I really don't know what else is happening that day. And really, that's the only noteworthy and important thing happening on that day. So if Voltron is your thing, go ahead and set your calendar for that. And I can't wait for you guys to hear the first episode of Misty Knight's Uninformed Afro. I'm really, really proud of the work that Jamie and I and everyone that we've worked with have done. I think this is a podcast that you guys are really going to enjoy, and I'm ready. February 1st is the first episode, that one is going to be coming out on February 1st, so get ready. My mentions are ready because I already know I probably said something that might have ticked off somebody who, and excuse my really bad impression, but this is how I hear it when I read it. I've been reading comic books for the past 30 years of comicdom, and I'm just like, so you went to comic book university? Because what does that even mean? Like, we all been reading comics for a really long time, and I really don't think because you've been reading comic books since, I don't know, you were in your mom's uterus, really, I guess, means that you can't learn anything new, or it undermines or belittles someone else's thoughts on what is going on with the current comic character or whatever. Like, so please save it. I mean, unless you're about to roll up and you're going to scan in your comic university degree and show it to me, then fine. But I really don't, I know I'm going to hear it anyway, but please save your, I've been reading comic books for the past 30 years. I have comic dumb. I am a professor. Like, just get the fuck on. Okay. Thanks. So guys, that has been this first episode of The Lemonade Show for 2017. This has been Steph I Will, which I really didn't announce myself at the beginning, but I would hope by now you would know my voice. But yeah, so this has been Steph I Will, aka Stephanie Williams, because that's what you'll know me as on MKUA. And it's been a real one, so I'll catch you guys on the next episode, which will be 2 weeks from now, because I'm doing the whole bi-weekly thing. And I'll talk to you guys then. Peace out.